Thank you, Stephen. We've reached our last set of news items and a mixed bag as always. What have we got for you? A couple of sports items? Roadwork trouble again? Sightings of a comet and a new local beer brewing? Hopefully, sufficient variety to keep you interested. So off we go. Norwich City Women 5, Needham Market 0. Norwich City Women boss Andy Cook said he knew the goals would come for Natasha Snelling after the striker netted a hat-trick in the Canaries' 5-0 win over Needham Market. Snelling had gone 5 weeks without scoring a goal, but was in a ruthless mood on Sunday as City progressed in the Women's FA Cup, securing a match ball with 3 clinical finishes. Millie Davis and Holly Kennard also proved their worth in front of goal to help City end the game with a scoreline to match their convincing performance at the Nest.
A City tennis club is set to expand as plans to build paddle courts have been given the green light, but its neighbours aren't happy. The East Anglian Tennis and Squash Club in Lime Tree Road will soon be able to offer the rapidly growing sport to city folk. Under the plans, part of the existing car park will be developed into the courts, which are about half the size of a tennis court and surrounded by tempered glass. However, 26 people raised concerns about the noise hitting the balls onto the glass around the court would create. In case you haven't heard of paddle, well, it's a mix between tennis and squash. It's played in doubles on an enclosed court surrounded by walls of glass and metallic mesh. The court is one-third of the size of a tennis court, and the ball can bounce off any wall but can only hit the turf once before being returned. Points can be scored when the ball bounces twice in the competitor's field. Paddle originated in Acapulco in Mexico in 1969 when Enrique Corcuera modified his squash court to incorporate elements of platform tennis.
Drivers on a major city route, dubbed Roadwork Way, have endured a nightmare year of almost continuous delays. Norwich Road in Cossey now holds the dubious crown of the city's worst road. Barry Wooldridge, who has lived along Norwich Road for 30 years, said, "Sometimes I have to wait 10 minutes just to get out of my driveway. We've never had issues like this before. They've always left places to divert the traffic around, so why they have to work on the 2 main arterial routes through Cossey at the same time, I have no idea." And businesses are feeling the pinch as well, with footfall and profits plummeting. Mark Hawkes of the Crown Pub added that people would rather go home than deal with the traffic lights and the road closures.
People across the region have been lucky enough to catch a glimpse of the comet of the century. The comet, known as Chuchinsan Atlas, or Comet A3, was spotted in locations all over Norfolk, including Flordon, Wyndham and Thurne, on Monday night. It's understood the comet will be visible to the naked eye until October the 30th. Dr. Greg Brown, astronomer at the Royal Observatory Greenwich, said the comet is visible in the early evening skies from the UK. The comet was only discovered in January last year, but astronomers said it would last have been visible from our planet around 80,000 years ago.
For more than 100 years, Bullard's produced a variety of beers that became well known across the region. Local businessman Russell Evans revived the brand in 2015 and worked with the family's descendants to rebrand it as a gin and rum distillery. But in celebration of its heritage, the firm has returned to its roots with the launch of its new coastal lager. The lager is inspired by the existing coastal gin and has been developed with Malt Coast Brewery. John Bullard, the great-great-grandson of the brand's founder Richard Bullard, said, "What comes around goes around. Coastal lager represents a full-circle moment for Bullard's. My great-great-grandfather started out with beer, and today we're bringing it back in a way that reflects both the family's heritage as well as the contemporary coastal inspirations of Norfolk."
Norfolk's frontline force against flooding is gearing up for a busy winter, and it has some impressive tools at its disposal. Measuring a whopping 3 kilometres long, the county's longest hose was showcased this week at a gathering of leading figures in the county's flood response team at Carrow Fire Station in Norwich. This impressive implement can pump 8,000 litres of water a minute and can be deployed across the region by being transported on a lorry. It's just one of the many pieces of first-class equipment in the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service's arsenal. And this also includes drones, underwater cameras, and inflatable mud rafts to help pull people or livestock out of sticky situations. A rigid inflatable boat with a 40-horsepower engine is also on standby to help teams reach stranded people as quickly as possible. Norfolk's crack team of flood defenders has spent many months training to be prepared for whatever may come this winter.
They are among the most charming buildings on Norfolk's beautiful broads, character-packed reminders of bygone eras. These 5 waterside wonders, including a former end-of-pier helter-skelter and what may be England's last remaining eel set, have been selected by heritage chiefs for extra protection. The unique buildings, Dutch Touch, Tower View, the Eel Set and the Holt, all in Potterhame, plus Staithcote in Wroxham, have been listed Grade 2 by the government on the advice of Historic England. Listing means more control over what changes can be made to the building to protect their special characteristics.
And there you are. We've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you found something of interest in it. You'll be used to our usual reminder that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over, pop in the memory stick, and drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, is that you do not have to pay any postage because the postal service is free. We hope you've enjoyed this edition. Thanks go to the whole of the team of volunteers who've produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt.
We always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click. Then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget that next week you will have Chat Around, but today you will find Just Talk following on, so do keep listening. So now all that remains is for John and me to say we hope you have enjoyed listening and to say goodbye for this week.